Chapter 28 A Feral World. Bullet craters marked the walls, and the scorched metal of bulkheads betrayed the presence of fires recently doused. A few makeshift barriers had yet to be cleared, and the grim evidence of bloodstains showed here and there, thinned down to a dark residue, but still not scrubbed clean. Maintenance servitors quietly toiled as the bridge tacticarium's other occupants surrounded their tech marine, who directed proceedings at a hololithic projection table.
"A feral world,"
said Hephaestus, turning the flickering representation of a planet with mechadendrite fingers. It had several landmasses, and even oceans. Mountainous regions jutted from its rural topography, creating vast canyons and defiles. The dense cloud patterns churning in its upper atmosphere suggested volatile storm fronts veiled the entire globe.
"Inhabited?"
asked Dacius, the hololight casting his features in sharp relief.
"They are man-made structures, evidential of a crude culture. Yes."
Dacius raised an eyebrow.
"Crude? Rudimentary technology, abundant in untapped fossil fuel reserves. Medieval."
"A primitive society, then,"
said Helicus, the Primaris lieutenant, towering above the others, even without his helm.
"As I said," offered Hephaestus, "feral, but here is something potentially interesting."
He manipulated the image, which zoomed out as several data markers appeared in the negative space around it, and were attached to the globe by straight lines.
"Energy output,"
he explained, homing in on one of the markers, the largest. The area it connected to flared orange and red like a heat signature. The others were small and blue. Helicus's eyes narrowed.
"What is that?" "I don't know," replied Hephaestus,
and everyone in the tacticarium looked at him in surprise.
"It is immense. A power output that massive. If I were able to harness it..."
Dacius answered for the tech marine.
"It could reinvigorate the ship."
"In theory, yes. Though it could also be an instrumentation fault."
"And does it have a name, this world?" asked Helicus.
Hephaestus shook his head.
"Not according to the ship's archives, though admittedly I have only been able to access a small percentage of those records."
Helicus and Dacius exchanged a glance.
"So we would be walking into the unknown, then, and with no guarantees of success,"
said the Primaris Marine, and turned to one Ultramarine in the Tacticarium who had not yet spoken.
"Is it worth the risk? We could send out scouts, see if there are nearby Imperial stations."
Sicarius looked stern. None of this appealed to him, but with each hour that passed, the options shrank. Barthas lived, drained, shrunken even, but he lived. Through sheer will, or perhaps divine providence, he had found a way through, from the immaterium to the uncharted void. In truth, it had brought them no closer to salvation. They had simply exchanged the unnatural threats to their survival for ordinary ones. Hephaestus had managed to restore some of the ship's power, enough to maintain critical systems and limited auger capacity, but they were still effectively becalmed. Without more power, much more, they would not survive. A skeleton crew dwindling by the hour. Food and other rations were in catastrophically short supply, and with negligible capacity to defend themselves from a distance, they needed aid. And soon. Sicarius considered all of this. He had thought of little else, as he leaned in to the grainy grey image, as if looking for something in the light.
"Is it reachable?"
2 days, via atmospheric transport," said Hephaestus.
"Then we go," said Sicarius. "Dacius, prepare a gunship."